Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You know, it's actually rare to see some people writing checks these days. Almost everybody uses their debit card. It's like a credit card, except the money is taken directly out of your checking account instead of obviously going onto some kind of revolving credit line. What you may not know is that wherever you're spending your money, wherever you're using your debit card, those retailers often have to pay the banks fees every single time you swipe that card. It adds up to a lot of money, $20.5 billion in fees every year for the banks. Well, Congress has passed an amendment after the financial crisis to cut those fees. Banks are predictably lobbying to have that law reversed before the April deadline to cut those fees takes effect. Joining us now is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Okay, so what is the argument that they should be allowed to charge these fees?
So, well, first of all, Celeste, you know, the argument was supposed to be over because this passed during financial reform last summer. We've already had the arguments. We've already played this out. And the banks lost. This passed. It's a final bill. And so the very fact that you're seeing this reopen speaks to the power of the banks. And they're really trying to reopen all kinds of types of financial reform. This is just really the first one you're seeing them get transaction and getting traction on. So what we're talking about here is a transaction fee. And it's every time you swipe your debit card, those retailers have to pay the banks.
Whether you use it as an ATM card or a credit card?
Doesn't matter how you use it. And in fact, when you sign, rather than when you put in your PIN, the retailers have to pay more. So the banks love it when you sign, when you use the debit card. But they've been paying, the retailers have been paying on average 44 cents per transaction when you use the debit card. And these rules that the Fed has put out would bring it down to more like 12 cents per transaction. So it would be a huge loss of money to the banks, and they're really fighting back.
All right. But at the same time, the other side of that is that for retailers, for businesses, both large and small, that's a huge savings.
It would be a huge savings. And so the banks are saying, look, you know, this is going to be hard on us not to have this money because we use it to pay for fraud. You know, for instance, if someone takes your card and spends money on there, the banks will cover some of the frauds. The banks say part of what we're using all these billions of dollars for is to cover fraud. And then they say also we use it to offer free services like, you know, free debit accounts. And they say, you know, if you take this money away from us, we're going to charge consumers elsewhere. But the retailers say making us pay all these fees to the banks makes it hard for us to grow. It's a bad economy. It's really expensive on us. What I have wondered ever since I saw this pass last summer was whether the retailers would really pass these savings on to consumers. Because here we'll have gigantic, you know, billions and billions of dollars to retailers that they might just pocket. And then we might have the banks charging us more money because they're not making
this
money.
Yeah, they charge you. There are banks already that charge you a fee to your account if you use your debit card as a PIN, using your PIN instead. Well, we'll have about a half a minute here, Louise. What are the chances the banks are going to be successful in getting this reversed?
It's looking really good because you even have Barney Frank, one of the congressmen who was in charge of the financial reform bill, coming out saying, yes, perhaps this was too stringent of language. Perhaps we need to change this.
Okay, that is Louise Story. You can read the story on the front page of The New York Times today. She's our Wall Street and Finance reporter from our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
Do you write checks anymore?
No, debit. Debit, swipe all the way.
And then you write at home, you probably pay online, right?
Online, yeah. Internet.
Nobody uses checks anymore.